This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, June 28. In Squiz Kids Today, New South Wales bees in lockdown. The Maldives floating city. Historic rocket launch in the Northern Territory and a perfume that smells like bacon. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Bees across New South Wales have been placed in lockdown as biosecurity officials try to contain the outbreak of a deadly mite in local bee colonies. Bees, as you know, spend their days roaming about the place, hopping from plant to plant, pollinating as they go. But since the Varroa mite was discovered in some beehives in Newcastle, bees across the state of New South Wales have been ordered to stay indoors. The Varroa mite is a nasty parasite, an introduced species and a teeny tiny creature that attaches itself to bees and makes them really sick. Australian bees are proudly Varroa mite free, meaning our honey is valued all over the world for being clean and green. So, in much the same way humans were locked down at the height of the COVID pandemic, bees are being restricted to their hives as officials try to contain the outbreak. Fingers, toes, and antennas crossed.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the Maldives, a country in the middle of the Indian Ocean, which is made up of over 2,000 different islands, where a floating city is taking shape. The Maldives is a stunning place, a tropical paradise you'll often see listed as one of the most stunning tourist destinations in the world. But the problem is, many of the islands of the Maldives, including its super crowded capital of Mali, are low-lying, and that means they're susceptible to rises in sea levels caused by climate change. So, a clever bunch of architects have come up with a plan to create a floating city, capable of being home to 20,000 people, that rises and falls with the tide. A neat solution to overcrowding for the capital city, and a clever way to future-proof the homes of those who live there. Win-win. Check out the link in today's episode notes with a video and artist's impression of what the city will look like once it's finished. It's very impressive.
Pop Culture Corner.
Close your eyes for a moment and think of your favourite smell. Now, keep them closed and think of your favourite perfume or aftershave. Did you think of the smell of bacon? And did you think that there'd be nothing better than smelling of bacon all the time? Because that's exactly what one fragrance company is hoping with the release last week of a brand new scent, made to smell like everyone's favourite meat stuff. The fragrance is called Right 100. It's been made for men and women, and it mimics the smell of bacon cooking in the oven. Because who doesn't want to spend their day wandering around smelling like a pan of hot, sizzling, stinky bacon? Now, if only someone would come up with a soap that smells like freshly baked bread and a deodorant that smells like a beef patty, then you could walk around smelling like a complete hamburger. Delicious.
Spaced out.
History was made in the Northern Territory early yesterday morning when the American space agency NASA successfully launched a rocket from the brand new Arnhem Space Center. There was a flash of light followed by a rumbling boom, because, of course, light travels faster than sound. And then the 14-meter-high rocket streaked across the sky for about 10 seconds before leaving Earth's atmosphere and heading 300 kilometers above the Northern Territory. It's the first ever commercial rocket launch in Australia, meaning NASA paid the Space Centre here to send the rocket into space for scientific research that can only be conducted in the Southern Hemisphere. Another two NASA launches are scheduled, with the next on July 4. Eventually, the Arnhem Space Centre, which is on traditionally owned Yongul land, hopes to be shooting 50 rockets into space each year. I've put a link in your episode notes to a website where you can see a short video of the launch, and the site where you can watch the next ones in real time. Hear that? That's the clock counting down to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, which, if you can believe it, are only 10 years away. To celebrate, the Australian Olympic Committee has launched Have a Go Month. So, we're bringing you a super sporty segment. And today's Olympic sport in the Squiz Kids spotlight is volleyball. Did you know there are actually two types of volleyball at the Olympics? One is indoor volleyball. It has six players in a team and uses a heavy leather ball. There's also beach volleyball, which only has two players in a team and is played at, you guessed it, the beach. One Aussie beach volleyball player is Taliqua Clancy. She was the first Indigenous Australian volleyball player to go to the Olympics and grew up in Kingaroy, a small town in rural Queensland. What's amazing is that Kingaroy is over 100 kilometres away from the nearest beach. Turns out you don't need a beach to become a great beach volleyball player. You just need to have a go. To have a go at the right sport for you and to find out more about Have a Go Month, go to haveago.olympics.com.au.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the country where a floating city is taking shape. Yeah, that's right. It's the Maldives. Question number two. From which state or territory did a NASA rocket take off yesterday? Yeah, well done. It was the Northern Territory. Question number three. Which popular pork product is a new fragrance hoping to smell like? Yeah, that's right. It's bacon. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 28. Today is Caps Lock Day, which means you can shout all you want today. With sincere apologies to all the parents and teachers out there. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Riley and Hugo from Cannon Hill, Chandara from Manopara, Evelyn from Ivanhoe, Lynette from Roeville, Lily and Ethan from Buxton. And classroom shout-outs today are going to classes 5 silver and 5 6 gold with Mrs. Moncada at Buxton Public School. Class 5 6 Gravilia at Eglinton Public School. Class Nebo 1 with Mrs. Abba at Mount St. Thomas Public School in Wollongong. Class 5 MC with Mrs. McTavish at Scots All Saints in Bathurst. And lastly, to Class 5 6 F at Berrinbah Public School in Yass. It's farewell and good luck to their teacher, Mrs. Facer, who's going on maternity leave and says she's going to miss her students very much. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.